Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Anyone that's in business is looking at another business person and saying, I wish I was successful as they are. I wonder how they did it. Now, of course, we always have the exception where someone just went into business and right time, right message, right place, and they became fabulously wealthy. But usually people that are successful have really had to work at it. And here are some of the things that they do. What they do is they come in and they enjoy their work, and every day they have a plan. They're just ready to go at it. And when they get stopped, when something happens, it might upset them. Of course it's going to bother them. They're only human. But they don't get stopped. They say, okay, I can't go in that direction. I need to go in another direction. It would be like living in a town and the expressway is delayed. There's traffic. You can't get through. But you are a resident, so you know the back way. So you go through the back roads. You go around the traffic jam. That's what experienced business people do. They go around the traffic jam. They look at what's holding them up, where the roadblocks are, and they absolutely get to their destination. And what is their destination? Their destination is profit, because they know what to do. If you look at the business world, what you're going to find is that most business people are not really business people. They're someone that has a job. Even though their name's on the door, their name's on the lease, their name's on the business, they just show up and they just do the work. What business people do is they engage other people to do the work so that they can make a profit. Now, if you are a sole proprietor and you're working and you're making a reasonable living and you're perfectly happy, I think that's perfectly fine. There are many people that are in that situation. But if you are in business and you are a business person, you need to know what the next step is, what is the next step to do. And I don't care if you're making money. I don't care if you're not being successful. You have to always be saying to yourself, what is the next step? If you stay where you are, if you do just what you've always done, you will not be successful. You will just be plateaued. You will be right where you are. And what does that mean? That means that you're thinking ahead. That means that you have a plan. It also means that you're willing to take a calculated risk. I'm talking about calculated risk. I'm not talking about doing something foolish. I'm talking about saying, okay, I want to grow my business, and, you know, I can't really grow my business without more sales. I need another great salesperson, someone who's going to absolutely bring the business in. But, you know, it's just not the right time to hire that person. Well, yes, it is the right time to hire that person, because if you don't, you're not going to the next step. You won't be successful. Or possibly you know that there's a lot of business coming in. You have millions of dollars in quotes out there. You know that you tend to get 40 or 50% of your quotes you win. But yet you're not staffed for it. You've got to start going to the next step and looking for staffing. You always have to be thinking about tomorrow. You can't just think about today. If you just think about today, you'll just plod along. You won't be prepared for tomorrow. You won't get what you need out of the business tomorrow. And you will have a problem. What's the problem? Well, who knows what the problem is? The problem is maybe business will slow down. You've lost your momentum. Maybe the problem is you can't fulfill the contracts that you have. Maybe the problem is someone leaves the company, but you haven't backed yourself up. You're not prepared. Always know what the next step is, or always have plan B. If you're thinking ahead, if you're strategizing, if you have a plan, you have a backup plan. No matter what happens, you are going to be okay. And if we look at business and we say, why is that business person successful? Well, they're successful because they've been doing it a long time, because they've worked through the issues, because they know what can go wrong in a business, because they've prepared themselves. It's no different than knowing that the hurricane's coming and you prepare yourself for the hurricane. You make sure that you have enough food and water. You make sure you have batteries for the flashlight. You make sure that you know what the evacuation plan is. You're listening to the radio. You're deciding whether you're going to stay and weather it or whether it's so bad that you should get out of town. And you don't wait to get out of town when a hurricane's coming. If they tell you that there's a Category 5 hurricane coming and you say, well, I'll wait till the last minute, you're never going to get out of town because the traffic is just going to be all backed up. You've got to plan ahead. And sometimes the hurricane in the business comes and it catches you unsuspected. But many times you see it coming. So you need to know what the next step is. I'd like you to just write yourself a note, a sticky note. Put it where you can see it. Put it on your computer and say, I need to know what the next step is. And continue to say that and create a mantra, a saying that you say over and over again so that you get into your mind and your unconscious mind that you're always thinking about what's next. Thinking about what's next is the pathway to business success. There are many pathways to business success, but this is an important one. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.